The content of this podcast is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is a review of the movie Ready Player One, written by James Berardinelli for realviews.net. He gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars. Runtime is 2 hours and 20 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for violence, profanity, and sexual innuendo. This is a science fiction adventure directed by Steven Spielberg, and the cast includes Ty Sheridan, Olivia Cooke, and Ben Mendelsohn. Ready Player One brings back a little of the old Spielberg magic. No, this isn't on the level of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, a Raiders of the Lost Ark, or an E.T. Instead, it's akin to Jurassic Park, a special effects-laden action adventure movie based on a popular novel. While Ready Player One isn't as groundbreaking as the director's 1993 Dino Fest, it's no less as ambitious in terms of how it uses computer-generated imagery. The popular term eye candy seems insufficient to describe what's on offer here. In fact, the movie is so strongly reliant on the visual element, it almost demands a big screen, where the spectacle of the experience can make narrative weaknesses seem insignificant. Ready Player One is intended to be immersive, and that kind of immersion can't be obtained outside an auditorium with a big screen and a top-notch sound system. Don't wait for video. It will lose a lot on a TV, or, God forbid, a tablet or a phone. The film postulates a future, 2045 to be precise, where the grim realities of widespread poverty and overpopulation have made real life a condition to be endured. People are more interested in escaping than coping, and all they need to get away are virtual reality equipment and a connection to the game world of Oasis. In this massive online universe, the brainchild of co-creators James Holliday, played by Mark Rylance, and Ogden Morrow, played by Simon Pegg, anything is possible. You can be whoever you want, do whatever you desire, as long as you stay connected, that is. The protagonist is Wade Watts, played by Ty Sheridan, whose Oasis avatar goes by the name of Parzival. Like many other hardcore gamers, he is a Gunter, one of several hundred egg hunters who are searching for the ultimate treasure Oasis has to offer. Halliday's last Easter egg will bequeath total control of the world to the one who finds it. Wade is friendly with several other Gunters. His best friend, Ike, played by Lena Waite, is the And the brother duo of Sho, played by Philip Zhao, and Daito, played by Win Morisaki. He also encounters one of his idols, the wild and beautiful Artemis, played by Olivia Cooke, who flirts with him until he confesses his love. Then she shuts him out. There are real-world implications that happen in Oasis because Nolan Sorrento, played by Ben Mendelsohn, the CEO of a corporation called IOI, wants control of the virtual universe so he can monetize it. To achieve this aim, his minions must be the first to discover Halliday's Easter egg, and he's willing to lie, cheat, and steal. Inside Oasis, in addition to having a nasty avatar, he employs the services of IROK, played by T.J. Miller, a weapons dealer and bounty hunter in the real world. He lets the steely-eyed Fennel Zandor, played by Hannah John Kamen, do his dirty work. The film is a treasure trove of 70s and 80s pop culture references with more name checks, cameo appearances, and Easter eggs than I could possibly list here. Whole websites may be devoted to cataloging references. Although Warner Brothers properties have the most prominence, i.e. King Kong, Mechagodzilla, Batman, Freddy Krueger, the Iron Giant, and The Shining, Spielberg was able to license images from Star Trek, Alien, and Battlestar Galactica, also Back to the Future, all things Zemeckis get prominent placing, with composer Alvin Silvestri pilfering a few notes from his 1985 score. Notably missing in action, Star Wars, although there is a mention of the Millennium Falcon, Marvel, Disney, The Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, and perhaps, surprisingly, previous Spielberg outings, unless you count a T-Rex, which doesn't necessarily have to be from Jurassic Park. Video games remain a significant part of Ready Player One's DNA, but they aren't as prominent as in the book. Dungeons and Dragons has largely been cut out, excepting a call-out to Gary Gygax. The movie takes liberties with the source material. Although it remains faithful to the core themes and ideas, many specifics have changed. Since novelist Ernest Cline is listed as a screenwriter, he was likely involved in the reworking. One improvement over the book is tweaking the relationship between Wade and Samantha, so there's a real-life component. In the book, although their first encounters are online, an in-the-flesh introduction occurs fairly early in the proceedings. The romantic tension is enhanced by the chemistry evident between Sheridan and Cook, and their companionability helps to mask various character deficiencies. These aren't three-dimensional individuals. Their backgrounds are sketchy at best. The avatars of Parsifal and Artemis are better formed than their human counterparts. Part of the problem with the busy action sequences, of which there are many, including races, chases, and a massive climactic battle, is the virtual nature of the material. In Oasis, if someone is killed, their character respawns, albeit without coins or equipment. The world that Parsifal and Artemis are fighting to save isn't real. The only time there's a heightened sense of urgency in Ready Player One is when danger threatens the actual characters outside of Oasis. I liked the first half of Ready Player One better than the second half. During the first hour, there's a sense of wonder and exploration. The interaction between Parsifal and Artemis is fun and flirty. Their Saturday Night Fever homage is a nostalgic blast. The first conversation they have in the real world gives Sheridan and Cook an opportunity to show how well they work together. The second half, however, is overwhelmed by special effects-saturated battles where the stakes seem disappointingly trivial, the fate of the game world. As this was going on, I couldn't help but remember the pilot of the original Star Trek series, The Cage, which had a different take on the concept of virtual reality. The movie is confused about how it feels regarding the ethics of a technology that creates virtual societies at the expense of real-life ones. Spielberg hasn't done a bona fide escapist hit since Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which, despite its hefty box office intake, has not stood the test of time. Those who wonder whether he has lost his skills or passion for family-oriented fare, a fair concern after The Adventures of Tintin and the BFG, can breathe a sigh of relief. Spielberg has invested massive creative capital in Ready Player One, and the resulting production has all the ingredients viewers expect from potential blockbusters. Whether it achieves the level experienced by Spielberg's biggest successes remains to be seen, but it is without question one of the year's most energetic, visually rewarding, and ultimately exhausting motion pictures. Ready Player One, once again, is directed by Steven Spielberg. It stars Ty Sheridan, Olivia Cooke, Ben Mendelsohn, Lena Waithe, T.J. Miller, Simon Pegg, Mark Rylance, Philip Zhao, and Wynne Morisaki. The screenplay is by Zach Penn and Ernest Klein, based on the novel by Ernest Klein. Runtime is 2 hours and 20 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for violence, profanity, and sexual innuendo. And this is a science fiction adventure.